Scene 5, a hall in Capulet's house. Serving men come forth with napkins.
Where's Potpan, that he helps not to take away? He shift a trencher, he scrape a trencher.
When good manners shall lie all in one or two men's hands, and they unwashed too, 'tis a foul thing.
Away with the joint stools, remove the court cupboard, look to the plate. Good thou, save me a piece of marchpan. And as thou loves me, let the porter let in Susan Grindstone and Nell, Anthony and Potpan.
Aye, boy. Ready?
You are looked for and called for, asked for and sought for in the great chamber.
We cannot be here and there, too. Cheerly, boys, be brisk a while, and the longer liver take all.
Exit. Enter Capulet, his wife, Juliet, Tybalt, nurse, and all the guests and gentlewomen to the maskers.
Welcome, gentlemen. Ladies that have their toes unplagued with corns will walk about with you. Ah, my mistresses, which of you all will now deny to dance? She that makes dainty, she, I'll swear, hath corns. Am I come near ye now? Welcome, gentlemen. I have seen the day that I have worn a visor and could tell a whispering tale in a fair lady's ear, such as would please. Tis gone, tis gone, tis gone. You are welcome, gentlemen. Come, musicians, play.
Music plays, and they dance.
A hall, a hall. Give room and foot it, girls. More light, you knaves, and turn the tables up and quench the fire. The room is grown too hot. Ah, sirrah, this unlooked-for sport comes well. Nay, sit, good cousin Capulet, for you and I are past our dancing days. How long is now since last yourself and I were in a mask?
By your lady, 30 years.
What, man? 'Tis not so much, 'tis not so much. 'Tis since the nuptial of Lucentio, come Pentecost as quickly as it will, some 25 years, and then we masked.
'Tis more, 'tis more. His son is elder, sir. His son is 30.
Will you tell me that? His son was but a ward 2 years ago.
To a serving man.
What lady's that which doth enrich the hand of yonder knight?
I know not, sir.
Oh, she doth teach the torches to burn bright. It seems she hangs upon the cheek of night as a rich jewel in an Ethiop's ear. Beauty too rich for use, for earth too dear. She shows a snowy dove trooping with crows, as yonder lady o'er her fellows shows. The measure done, I'll watch her place of stand, and touching hers, make blessed my rude hand. Did my heart love till now? Forswear its sight, for I ne'er saw true beauty till this night.
This, by his voice, should be a Montague. Fetch me my rapier, boy. What, dares the slave come hither, covered with an antic face, to fleer and scorn at our solemnity? Now, by the stock and honor of my kin, to strike him dead, I hold it not a sin.
Why, how now, kinsman? Wherefore storm you so?
Uncle, this is a Montague, our foe, a villain, that is hither come in spite to scorn at our solemnity this night.
Young Romeo, is it?
'Tis he, that villain Romeo.
Content thee, gentle cuz, let him alone. Abears him like a portly gentleman. And to say truth, Verona brags of him to be a virtuous and well-governed youth. I would not for the wealth of all this town here in my house do him disparagement. Therefore be patient. Take no note of him. It is my will. The which, if thou respect, show a fair presence and put off these frowns. An ill-beseeming semblance for a feast.
It fits when such a villain is a guest. I'll not endure him.
He shall be endured. What, goodman boy, I say he shall go to. Am I the master here, or you? Go to. You'll not endure him. God shall mend my soul. You'll make a mutiny among my guests. You will set cock-a-hoop. You'll be the man.
Why, uncle, 'tis a shame.